one.
Come closer.
Gemara has a shadow on the flamen base. Boyer of Papa Hichlub Mitzman Ma'u and Gemara blabs Teiku. The Gemara clears about Hichlub Mitzmanim. Chalad b'mitzimanim. The Gemara on Lambeis also has a similar shayla. Hichlu b'shah b'mitzimanim. Teiku. Rashi learns that the shayla of the Gemara is by mi'ab basra. If you're machlub mi'ab basra, you do chalad mi'ab basra. And the shayla Rashi says is, do we say had shtach shaper b'rayb simanim? You already did the rayb. I don't makulu chad eshchiti. Or it's all one, or do we say it's all one shchita and amela the chalad is going to pasul? So, and Rashi says that all the chalad, agrama, and shia are all part of the shayla, and the gemara and the aflam beis is the same shayla, and the gemara comes out take you some melu or machmer by all of them. So first the achranim much on what the shayla here is. The other Rishonim say that Rubi Kekulai, so what's the makam to declare that it should pass over here? So I think there's two ways to say it. The Beis Levi seems more to go that this all goes into the matter, meaning usually we say Rubi Kekulai, but if you're Mamshech the Maisa, Rubi Kekulai, of others didn't do Kulai, and you're Yetzir with right. But if you continue doing what was Niskayim with Rav, so then you're showing that it's not Rubi Kekula. You're making that your Maisa is doing what the Rubai was supposed to be Mekayim, and there's no need for the Kiyim, it's being Niskayim L'maisa. So Mamela, it's the Miyat that's being Mekayim, and it's the Miyat that's being Mater also, it's the whole Shkid that's being Mater. That's how the Beis Levi goes. The other way to say would be that avada rubi kekuloi, you're done. Once you do raiv, you're done, and that's when it's put there. But rubi kekuloi means that your maisa in the raiv is a kiyum of a maisa in the kuloi also, altsdin of rubi kekuloi. And it's true, you got a din. It was niskayim rubi kekuloi already in the when you did the raiv, but since there's a kiyum shchit in the miyat with your shchitas raiv. If you end up shechting that miyat, so now you're doing the maisa to what was niskayim already with the shechitas arayv, meaning you're redoing your shechita. You shechted and you have rubi kekulei, and you had a kim and that you had a kim shechita in the miyat, alt rubi kekulei, but now you're doing bepayel that what you had a din to be mekayim. You're redoing, reshechting what had a din that was geshachtim before. Usually you can't reshecht a shechita, but here, since it was only a kim, you didn't do that maisa, now you're doing the maisa in what you had a kim, so you could redo that shechita, but avada the matter was with the rubi kekula, was with the raif. Sure, the nafkamina would be, is there a matter with the shechita's raif? And then the rest is ma'isa shchita for what you're mekayim with the rave. Or the first tzad is that that the matter is taka stretched out. Once you do kulay, then the matter is being stretched out to the whole thing. So what's an afkamina? If you take a bite, mi'beis tvichasa, you eat in the middle of doing you shecht rave, and then while he's continuing to finish the shchita, you take a bite out of the. A bite out of the behema. So is it hut from Eiv Menachai? Do we say once it was done Rubik Kekulai, so it was hutar, and now you're just doing Maisa Shchita, or no? The matter of Shchita is stretched out now, so that it needs it's using Kulai. Maybe didn't need it, but now the Kulai is doing it, and it was never hut from Eiv Menachai. So I was messed up about these two tzadim. I saw that Achronim Taka bring down the Chenesh Shleimah handles this. And he brings down a Gemara Daf Ches. Gemara Daf Ches says that the Gemara asks that there should be a problem of blius of Eiv Menachai when you shecht every time you shecht the behemoth, there should be blius of Eiv Menachai when you're doing the shechita before you get to the raiv. And because b'shas shechita, it's cham, the Gemara says, dam is cham, so melo, there should be plius, they go into the sakin of Eben Achai, and then when it's machsha the shechita, when you do a kasha shechita, it should go into the basar and ask the basar, else the plius of Eben Achai. So the Gemara says, no, it's only, the dam is only, becomes cham at the Gemara shechitasa. That's what Gemara says. So he brings a raya that it can't be if he says what's Gemara Shechitasa, it doesn't change if you continue doing it or you don't do it. That means when you did the raya Rubika Kuloi, that's the Gemara Shechitasa. Usually that's when it becomes Cham, so Mesnam becomes Cham even if you're Gemara Shechita. So then if you weren't Matar the Behema before the end of the Shechita, so then it became Cham, so then you're back to the Gemara's Kasha. It became Cham before the end of Kulei Shechita, so it should pasel. So it should aser, the blis should go into the blis. It's since Eben Achai, because it never got a heter, so the blis of Eben Achai should go into the baser after it gets a heter Shechita. So it would be mashma that there was taka heter metchila, and the rest is just maisa Shechita, but once it's hutter, so there's no blis of Eben Achai anymore. And by the roiv, that's when it becomes cham, and there's blis, there's no problem of Eben Achai. So I saw in the bottom, the Shmaitz also handles this kasha. I saw the Shlomo Zalman, they bring it over there. Shlomo Zalman says it's not a raya, because if somebody bites out of the pasha, if someone bites out, if someone takes off a piece in between by the Mir Basra, then that chelik doesn't need, that chelik didn't get the shechita's kula, it got shechita's rubai, and it got shechita until when it was taken out. When it was taken out, that chelik doesn't really know or care about the rest of the shechita. So it had a shechita's rive, and the rest of the behemah has a shechita's kula. So even if maybe the shechita is only nigmar then, the matzah is only then, but for that chelik, it had a fardig matzah. So Mila doesn't need it.
What?
It's a psul, so in zikr,
after you took it out?
Oh, after you take it out. Maybe that piece doesn't know about it. Anyway. But the Shmaita has an interesting shalom. He wants to know, what about a Safik in the Safik Psal in the Mir Basra? He says, according to Rashi, that you could pass the Mir Basra, he wants to know, do you have a Chezkas, the Behemoth's Ksher, because Kivin Shanishka, we know it's the Chezkas Kashas. So once you did Rav, so now you should have a chazaka, or the way he asked Shal is, do you have a chazaka? And then afterwards you have a psul, so it should be huksha, because you have a safek psul, we should go pass chazaka to kasher.
And that wouldn't pass him the goof of the whole safek. The whole rationally passing is all safek lechomer.
Rash. You're saying the whole thing is a safek.
But you don't use the cheskasis to pass in that suffix.
Al tzad, it's...
I don't know if you... I think you don't use the cheskasis to pass in...
See, he brings a raya that we find by... The Gemara says that there's a cheskas isser. If an eid echad is made that someone was shayl on hektish, then that's still considered as chazak yisura. Even though if you shayl on it, so it's not a schazik yisura. So he brings a raya, even if lamaisa, you're going to end up passeling the shechita, there's not going to be a shechita, still that's considered a hoksak. But you see from the shmaitza that there's a chazaka. Well, Rubik Kekula is a matter. Now it's true you could passel, and if you passel it, maybe you'll take away the chazaka, and that he's saying you still go past such a chazaka. But the shmaitza is namion that there's a matter, the bishasta, right? And afterwards when afterwards, and even if you continue, that's just maisa shechita, but that's not the...
If you continue with that, would be a different matter. But if you don't have it,
you never had it. Because if you continue, so you're making it bigger, and you never really had a matter. So that's from Rashi. Rashi breaks up the halachas like this. Rashi says that chalada b'miyah basra is pasul, chalada hagrama and shi b'miyah basra is pasul, and Rashi says chalada b'miyah kama zikr is vade nevelahi. That's for sure nevela. And then Hagrama, Rashi doesn't speak about the Miyat Kama, the Gemara speaks about it, gets complicated, Tula Shenis, but then Shia, Rashi says that Shia B'Miyat Kama is going to be Kasha. And that's a Gemara. That's a Gemara on that Gemara Chaf Chasim Beis. Shach Chazik Agaz Shabba Kedei Shchita Acharis V'Gam Shchita Sekshera. That Shib Miyakama. It's definitely going to be kashet. So the question is, what's with the Miyat Kama of the Kana? So most Paiskim go. It sounds like even in Rashi we Paiskin Halach and Maisim Matif everything, but even in and they don't say they don't shtel to Rashi. They say it's out to Stam Chashas, but. But the Beis Levi's Medayik, I thought it was a good dig, that Rashi starts off, it's Vadi Nevela, by Mia Kama, and then by Shia, he says that he's Mechalik between the Vesha and the Kana. The Mashmais would be that Vadi Nevela is even in the Kana, it's going to be Pasal. What's the Pshad in this? Because, how can you Pasal something that's not a Shechita, that doesn't need Shechita B'chol? It sounds like Rashi's saying, from the fact that we Pasal from Basra, that chalada, all these things are psum, they're real psum, so they should pasal. They're not stam that yenechelik is not a good shechita, but they're real psum. So in the pasals, the mi'basar if your mom shechita shechita, and they'll pasal b'mi'a kama also, because even though maybe you don't need shechita, but if you're doing shechita, so then that's part of your shechita, even if you don't need it, but that's part of your shechita because you're doing shechita, and because you put into your shechita. A memelo ikapasel. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. A memelo chalad miyakama could be also pasels. The question is, if that's true, so then what's the chalad between chalada and shia? Shia Rashi says doesn't pasel b'miyakama, and what is the Gemara? And chalada would pasel b'miyakama in the kana. So what's the chalad? Means oh, so all am I going to say that shia is different? Shia is tam. It's not a psal. Shia says that. This chilek is broken off, and the miyakama is away, and there's no treifus, and mamela is no problem b'chol. That's why it's kasher. But chalada, which is a psul, so mamela it's going to even pass the miyakama. The problem is if shia is just a break in the shechita, and it's not a psul. So why is it possible miyabaser? If it breaks it off, so then it's as if you didn't do it. So then the shechita ended. So how could it pass the miyabaser? So Rashi. Would seem like that Shia is really both. Shia is that it breaks it off. It makes a hefsek in the Shechita. It makes a hefsek in the Shechita. A memela ba'etzimot pasel. There's Deacon Rashi in the Daf Lambeis. Rashi says, the Rashi here says, Oidom, when he read Zay Seshaw, he says, Oidom kulucha de shchita hi. Or maybe we say kulucha de shchita hi. When Rashi Lambeis, which Rashi learns the exact same Shadla, he read Zay Seshaw, Oidom akivin the hadar vegamra kulucha de shchita hi. Be'etzem, it's a break in the shchita. Narvas, Rashi holds that if you didn't start with shchita b'chlal, by miyakam and the kana, you didn't start with shchita, that's not shchita b'chlal. So you didn't start with shchita. So then when you're mamshach, so now you're starting shchita. You do a shia, you made a break. So now you did something that it's true. If you would have kept on being sheikha, that would have been part of your shechita. But if you stop, so you made a break, and now you're starting shechita. So we look at this as a new shechita. Rashi is saying a chiddush that by mi basra, if you're shaya, we don't look at that like a new shechita now, because hadar v'gamra l'maisa, you did shechita before, and now you're continuing your shechita. So you could so the shechita on one side, shechita on the other side, we'll see that as a full shechita, with a full shechita with a break in the middle. So now there's a new din. Rashi says that there's a psul, means Shia pasels, but before Shia pasels, it also breaks it up. So that's why Rashi and Lambei says that the miyakam idigarges lav midya v'lav Shia. Rashi says the shaila can't be by Shia. The shaila cannot be by miyakama because lav midya avid v'loy Shia, and it's not going to be Shia. It sounds like Shia is a psul, but since we break it off, So Mamela, it's not going to pasal because we don't see that Bechlal as part of the Shechita. Masha Enkein, by the Mi'at Basar, it's still Kapasal because we see it as a Chelik of the Shechita. And because you continue, Mamela, there's Markham to pasal. Oh, my Chavrusa asked me, Stam today, you could, or yesterday, you can listen to the question or not, but Rashi says over there in the Flam Beis, Rashi says that Veneri comes out halacha, and I think it's brought down halacha like this. Veneri da sheikh arrives simanim, and he throws away the hishlach miyadei. He throws away the bird, and lemaisa it's flying to mafachesis. You want to kill it, so you shouldn't keep shachting because that's shir v'mir basra. Navas mutar sheyakel atzav v'sakan yamtin ad sheyamis. It's better to hit it al sakan atzav or yamtin ad sheyamis. The problem is that yakel atzav v'sakan kipshuta is a darsa. You're hitting on the tzaver b'sakin. The Rambam says ezui darsa. He says yake al tzaver b'sakin. He says mamshes case. So either you could say that the Rashi just means you shake it up and you kill it that way, but the Rambam uses this exact same lashon for darsa. So kipshut and Rashi come out darsa doesn't mention darsa, but darsa should also have psum b'miyakama. So why shouldn't there be a problem of darsa b'miyat basra over here? So some achrenim say, which I wouldn't help, but so it depends. I heard today the what?
After shir.
The mutar shiag on top of the second and yamtan jams.
Also,
lachz of lachter chamir b'ter shchita. You're saying this without kavana.
I'm not doing
b'ter shchita. Dude, shaloi b'ter shchita.
This drisa after shehiyah.
You're saying it's kavana fakir. Kavana fakir makes a difference.
You could just cut it normally.
But
you have to react. If it's kavana, just do regular. I'm saying, you're saying you need kavana fakir. Rashi says that you didn't do b'ter shchita.
If you do a shchita, then it's hemshach b'atzim. But if you did a darsa, shal b'ter shchita, that's not shchita.
That's a. I hear. So there was Torah going around today that if you do that could be darsa, maybe it's worse and it's not shechita b'chol. So hagram is shechita, not shechita. It's a psal. Rashi is before that it's a psal. If you say darsa is not shechita, okay, that's chiddush. But could be also another way to answer would be that if someone does in the miyakama, he does a psal, the mahal how to get out of it is to just do a shia, and that won't. That's a miyakam in the kana. So if you pass, you do chalada, and you do chalada, and then you see you're passing your shchita according to Rashi, so then do a shia, and it breaks it up, throws it out, and then you could continue. Could be fakert also, meaning if you do a shia b'mi basra, Rashi says that you need to be hadar v'gamer. You need to continue doing your shchita. So maybe you need to continue doing akasha shchita, or at least the same shchita as you were doing before, akasha shchita, to be able to be mamshcha, because you need to continue it to your maisa before. But if there's a reason why this chiluk wouldn't be matter, maybe it doesn't continue to the shchita to be able to latch on to have a psul in the miyabasis, maybe a shia is going to be better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.